Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
So we know who won the Hungarian election at the weekend, and we know that change is definitely on its way for how that Central European nation is run. We also know that Peter Magyar's victory will almost certainly unlock billions of euros of EU money, which had been frozen due to Viktor Orban's autocratic tendencies. But what of the Hungarian economy? It has a budget deficit of nearly 5%, a shrinking working age population, and what will change and what will remain the same? Anita Komuves is a correspondent for Reuters in Hungary and joins us from Budapest. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning, Kato, and thank you for having me.
Now, how would you describe the Hungarian economy at the moment?
It has been nearly stagnating for 3 years now. So analysts say that those EU funds that are currently frozen would be key to restart the economy. However, as you said, it's almost certain that they will be released. There is a question still there because there are about 17 billion euros frozen in total of EU funds. But 10 billion euros of that are from the EU's COVID-19 pandemic recovery fund, and that has a deadline of end of August. So Peter Magyar really has to act swiftly to unlock those 10 billion euros or he will lose them. So analysts are warning here that concrete steps are needed and very swift action, as Magyar and Ursula von der Leyen, the European Commission's president, is also saying, because Magyar could actually run out of time if he is not acting fast.
Yeah. And assuming that Hungary gets all the suspended cash from the EU, will that make a difference or will it take a few years to feed through and improve things on the ground?
It could make an immediate difference too, but also we need it long term. So analysts are saying that if Hungary does get that EU funding, it could help cut the budget deficit towards 3.5% or to 4% of the GDP, which would be a significant change from the 5% that's forecast at the moment for this year.
Yeah. Is corruption endemic in the Hungarian economy? And as such, is there a chance that the money coming from the European Union, you're saying 17 billion euro, that it disappears?
Peter Magyar promised very strict and very fast action on corruption as well, and promised guarantees to the European Union that that money will not be stolen. And that's actually one of the things that the EU will really watch very closely, and they will demand real action and real change, because they want to make sure that that money is used as it should be used. Actually, analysts and also diplomats are saying that Peter Magyar will have a much harder time than Donald Tusk, the Polish prime minister, had in 2023, who got the EU funds that were frozen very quickly. All the EU diplomats that we have talked to said that this time the EU will watch much more closely and will not release the funds immediately, only when they see concrete steps.
Yeah, indeed. And the working age population I mentioned is shrinking. That means the dependency ratio is growing, and yet there is little or no immigration because Orban was so against immigration. Will that change under a Tisza and Peter Magyar government?
We still have to see that. Peter Magyar promised a very strict stance on immigration as well. So he has actually said that that he wants to keep the southern border fence and to keep illegal migrants out. But he also said that there are ways of legal migration that need to be explored. But you also have to see that there have been tens of thousands of temporary workers from outside the EU in Hungary already, because all the new Chinese battery factories and Chinese electric vehicle factories, they did need extra workers. So it has actually been a reality in Hungary that we have had temporary workers here helping out the economy.
Mm-hmm. Is there a chance now that Orbán is gone or going, that foreign direct investment will flood into Hungary? Because wages are low there, the cost of land is low, so it could be a good destination for big business to invest.
You are right, actually. Analysts and experts have said that foreign direct investment could start coming in because Magyar promises a safer and more predictable business environment, and that has been one of the reasons why some companies were hesitant to enter Hungary, because the Orbán government did sometimes surprise the business world with new taxes, extra taxes, or new regulation that caused them trouble. And the predictable business environment could help foreign direct investment, yes. Yeah,
indeed. What are the main sectors in the Hungarian economy? What are the biggest kind of earners for the government?
Well, the government has really, the Orbán government has really concentrated on building up manufacturing. So actually the car industry is very strong here. We do have plants already operating, like Daimler or Audi, or BYD. Chinese BYD is building a plant, and there are also several factories that are being built or serving all these vehicle companies. So the car manufacturing and industry is one of the key sectors here.
And finally, is the mood still good there?
Yes, the mood is still good, yes. Obviously, people are watching every word that Magyar says to see which direction the government takes. But yeah, the mood is still good.
Well, thank you very much for joining us from Budapest. That is Anita Komuves with Reuters in covering the Hungarian economy. That's it.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.